Welcome to the Design Clinic Download. In this podcast, we dig into the experiences of Design Clinic teams and classmates through the years. I'm your host, Susanna Howe, from the Picker Engineering Program at Smith College. This episode features three alums from the class of 2020, Ilana Helu, Annie Carey, and Alina Simoniuk. Their Design Clinic project with Honda was on the design of a long-range heavy payload drone.
I'm going to start by asking each of the three of you to just let me know what you're doing currently. Where are you right now, now that you've graduated from Smith? So Annie, why don't you start us off? Let us know what are you doing?
Sure. So I'm currently a PhD student at the University of Toronto, and I'm studying aerospace engineering and like computational aerodynamics.
Excellent. Great. And Ilana?
I am a PhD student at the University of Southern California. I'm studying astronautical engineering and focusing on plasma dynamics and the lunar surface.
Great. And Alina?
I'm a software systems engineer at Raytheon in the Boston area, doing software level design of an anti-missile system.
Excellent. All right. Ilana, why don't you give us an overview of what your project was and with whom you worked?
So we were sponsored by Honda R&D Americas, and we worked with them, Honda Aero, and a little bit with Honda Aircraft Company. Our project was to design a long-range heavy payload cargo drone that utilizes the GE HF-120 engines that are already used on the Honda jet. So the biggest purpose of this was to kind of give a new business avenue for that engine in the cargo space.
So we were doing like a very conceptual design. Like we weren't trying to like be like, here's something you can build in a year. We were trying to like, okay, well, what are all of the various ways that cargo needs to be transported? And how can like we really leverage this engine, which has a lot of very like unique properties in terms of like aircraft engines for business class aircraft? And so how can we leverage those to make like the best business jet you possibly could if you had like infinite budget, infinite time to make like the best aircraft possible?
What were your expectations coming into Design Clinic, and how would you say the reality did or did not match those expectations? Yeah, Ilana.
I kind of had the idea that it would almost be like doing like a part-time internship where you're working very closely with a company, well, closely with your faculty and your team to end up with whatever final project you are assigned to. I think our experience was very close to that. I think Honda took us very seriously and we took them very seriously. And at least I felt like we conducted ourselves very professionally. And I felt like if I was in an actual internship, almost none of that would have been changed. So I thought it was a really valuable experience in that aspect.
I wasn't expecting us to get as lucky as we were with how much choice we had, especially because we were working with a big company like Honda. I was like, well, they're going to tell us exactly what to do. And then they were like, do whatever you want. Like this project should be for you. And I think that was part of what made it so valuable to us is that we really could make it the project that we wanted. And every time that sort of came up, I was like, oh, that's right. I get to pick what I like here. And so that was really nice.
Was it at any point ever overwhelming or something you thought, wait, I don't want to scope this. I don't want to figure this out. Someone else figure this out.
Yeah, definitely in the beginning, it made it very hard to figure out like what we were going to do because we were just given like design an aircraft, nothing further. So like figuring out like what we were going to do was definitely challenging. But I think we were pretty like aware that that was going to be an issue. And so we like talked a lot in the beginning and we're like, okay, well, we know that we get a lot of choice. Like, what do we want to do?
Then pulling on that, what are some skills that you learned in Design Clinic that you are using now? What would you say are some of the most sort of most important things that transferred to your life after Smith? Yeah, Alina.
I have several concrete examples because I think Design Clinic is basically boot camp for systems engineering if you are open to it as such. Developing and presenting clean and professional slide decks, learning how to communicate with your customer, especially with the different levels of technical experience they may have, learning how to write solid requirements, and generally project management and planning as we were rotating project manager per quarter.
I'm curious, both Annie and Ilana are in grad school. What in particular do you think transferred from Design Clinic, if anything, from Design Clinic to your grad school environment? Yeah, Annie.
Yeah, I think one of the big things that translates specifically to grad school is just sort of like the conceptual, like I have to do this project over a long period of time and like learning how to like pace yourself, because like, especially like the way Smith works with semesters, like the longest project you're going to have is a semester long. And that's like, your brain can handle that, you know, 2 months, 3 months, that's fine. But like when you start facing down like a 5-year PhD and you're like, how am I going to manage to accomplish these goals in like the time that I have? I think a design clinic was a good warm up. I mean, obviously it's only a year, but that's still twice as long as anything I've had in the past. So having that made it a lot easier to sort of face like, how am I going to deal with grad school when it's like a much longer experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ilana.
I agree with exactly everything you said. I know I at least have a tendency of like when I'm looking at a big project, I'm like, I don't know any of these topics. I don't know these skills. How am I ever going to do this? Like, I might as well just stop now. And Design Clinic was kind of an introduction to be how you break it out into smaller little skills that you can learn at a time. And I think the biggest skill I took from DC was being able to recognize how to learn new skills.
So your class, the class of 2020, experienced the start of COVID when everything in the world shut down in March of 2020. So I'm curious, can you talk a little bit about that experience? And in particular, what was it like for Design Clinic, and what happened with your team and your project, and how did you manage with it through the end of the year? Yeah, Alina.
Morale was definitely low, and we wished we didn't have that experience for our last bit of our last semester. But I think in terms of logistics of team performance, team deliverables, our team didn't suffer as much. I think we handled the logistic challenge pretty well and gave each other a lot of lenience to accomplish our goals.
Yeah, Annie, want to add to that?
I don't know. At least for me, Design Clinic really felt kind of like an anchor throughout that like chaotic experience, because we were very good about, once we were all settled, getting on a call for like 4 or 5 hours every couple of days and just sitting basically in silence, working together. Just like, but having that and like knowing like, yes, I'm still working on this thing, this project that's been going on, and I feel like I understand at this point. And with these people that I like and I know and I can talk to, it was just like kind of like a relief to have this, even though like the idea of finishing a year-long project during the middle of a pandemic sounds like hell on earth. And like, it wasn't fun always, but it was definitely nice to sort of have that sort of sense of stability. I know what I'm doing and this is like under my control.
I think our project was really forgiving to a situation like this, and that we were able ourselves to figure out like, what's our new scope? What can we realistically get done? We wrote up like a couple bullet points and sent it off and got everyone's approval on it within a week, like maximum. I remember some other teams were having a really difficult time figuring out how they were going to figure out how to finish, or like feeling that they weren't able to within the state of the world. So I'm really thankful for our specific project for letting us still feel at the end like what we finished is not too far off from what we set off to do.
So COVID aside, I'm curious, what was your most memorable or impactful Design Clinic experience?
We went to Westover Air Force Base to look at their big C-5s. And that was another experience where it was like, no one really knew what to do with us, because it was like, I think we were basically gotten ourselves piggybacked onto a tour with a bunch of military cadets that were being shown around the Air Force Base. And so, they, you know, they're like looking at all the planes and they're like, what are you doing here? Like, clearly you guys do not fit in. You're asking all the wrong questions. I was like, oh, like, can I see how like you like the floor picks up so you can like load the things on it in on rollers? And the guy who was like giving a tour was like, no one's ever asked that before. That's what I'm interested in. So I don't know. It was just, I felt like every time like we would go somewhere and the people who are there working there giving the tour were just like, why are you here again? Like, what? And we always had to like explain that, like, yes, like we're doing a project on airplanes. We would like to see the airplanes, please. And we also know things. Like, you don't need to tell us everything. Like, we are smart. So that was sort of like a continually entertaining experience. It's like, how are we going to be perceived by these usually male engineers who are like, what are you doing?
With the benefit of hindsight, how do you see Design Clinic fitting into your overall engineering experience at Smith and your undergraduate training for the things you're doing now?
being that transition, sort of letting you learn how to do these new skills in a kind of low risk way. If you crash and burn, it's not like you're going to lose your, you know, income and health insurance and have to start all over again. Like, it's just, it's a bad grade. You move on. It's fine. So I think having that is something that I have valued more and more and more, and being able to like fit that into like what I learned in classes. And so pairing those skills together, I have found to be very useful as I've gone on. And then the other thing is actually our design clinic project has very much informed my grad school, because I had a bit of a fiasco with grad school the first time I applied to everything. And so when I was applying for round two, I was applying specifically for aircraft design programs, because I remembered how much I'd enjoyed the design clinic project I'd done. And actually the project I'm doing now is basically like this project, but like 100 times larger, but it's very much this like conceptual design, cargo aircraft, specialized purpose, weird requirements. And the fact that I am coming into that project with all of my past experience from design clinic, and just like learning how to learn about this kind of stuff, I have felt like I have had a real leg up from a lot of other people in my cohort who have sort of coming in from general aerospace backgrounds, but have not designed an aircraft before. I've done that. And even though it was a very conceptual, very high level project, I have a better sense of where everything needs to fit in. And so that's been, you know, invaluable looking back.
Alina, what did you want to add?
I wanted to echo Annie's sentiment about our capstone experience really feeling like you get a leg up, because working with other engineers that have graduated around the same time, there are things where I feel like their capstone experiences are a lot more watered down than ours, where like you have like the big things of like they didn't have to prepare anything outside of engineering materials, they didn't have to make presentations, or they didn't have to develop a business case, interface with the customer, but also like small things where we had to develop a slide master to make sure that our slides looked nice, clean, professional. And we would go through them with a fine-tooth comb and several times to make sure there were no typos. We made sure to put a lot of effort into our graphics, because I had such a great experience with that. I've developed a reputation on my team where people will send me their slide decks to comb through it before they present it to a customer or anything like that, because that was such a focus in our team. And it really was a capstone experience of our time at Smith. Having that experience put a nice little bow on it, it was a great way to say, all right, you've learned all these skills, time to learn them in a new way and apply them at the same time and get you prepared for whatever next you do in the world.
In talking with people from my cohort, undergrads at my school, I've yet to meet anyone who has a capstone experience that is as in-depth as ours is. I went to a poster competition for the undergrads at my school a couple months ago, and I was looking at some of their projects, and it really feels like just the type of like semester projects that you would do at Smith. And none of them have like sponsors. They don't have like design requirements they need to meet. They just kind of like, here's an idea. Here's how it fits into whatever course I'm taking. Here's the answer. Like Alina was saying, the kind of professional aspects and logistical aspects of design clinic projects, I think, is probably the most important part of it and how it relates to later life.
I mean, I have exactly the same experience on that front. Like, I actually presented our final report to my lab when I was like being introduced to the lab. Is like, what have I done in the past? Why did I choose the lab I'm in now? And they were all like, this is so much. Like, you guys did so much work, and you all did it to like, we didn't do like incredibly deep technical work. Like, we weren't like, you know, in there like designing like microcontrollers, but the level of knowledge we all gained about all of these different systems that go into an aircraft and how they all have to, not just how they all work, but how they all interface to make one large system. They were like, you guys really, dude, like truly like more than I think we did in like most of our like entire engineering degrees. We just managed to wrap in so much. The way I think Smith Design Clinic is run is like, you really get to know everybody who you're working with and everybody on every other project. And so you all are talking about your projects all the time. And I think having that like constant communication, and like, you're always getting ideas from other people, and you're like, oh, like, let me bounce this idea off of you, who like, you have a different, you know, project, but maybe, you know, something about this. I feel like that just develops this like very deep knowledge base that I think is like really valuable, and Smith really does a good job leveraging. And I think a lot of other schools either don't have or don't realize that they have that. And so having that has just been so valuable and so wonderful.
I'm curious, what advice do you have for future Design Clinic students so that they can make the most of their experience? Yeah, Alina.
One, being really get to know your team, really dive into the bonding experiences. If you don't know someone on your team well, try to get to know them. When we started, I didn't know Annie and Anne as well as I knew Ilana. And one of the things that we did to get to know each other better was get together in Anne's room and watch Airplane, the movie, while huddling on her blow up couch and spending late nights together, getting food, getting drinks together. Really pay attention when you get to talking about negotiations, because as someone who had to negotiate their compensation, I found it incredibly useful and incredibly fruitful.
Really like dive into it like as much as you can. Like obviously you have classes, you have other commitments. You can't like let those go completely. It really is a program that's designed to like help students A, figure out what they like, and B, get them like really thinking about like what is engineering, what does it mean to be doing engineering work? And so like as much as you can like really dive in and like learn about your project and learn about what makes this field work the way it does, I think that is like as valuable as like having, you know, a certain list of deliverables at the end. Like if you like learn a lot, like it's a learning experience. That's the whole point. It's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to learn a lot. So I think that realizing that you have this like incredible learning experience just sort of handed to you and you're basically like told to like go run is, again, it's something that's pretty unique to Smith. It's pretty unique to sort of undergrad in general, just being able to like do what you want to do with like, and like learn as much as you can in a relatively low risk environment, honestly. And then also I really agree with the idea that it's the people, not the project. Like I picked this project because I really, really wanted to do this project. And I got incredibly lucky to have an amazing team. But putting effort into knowing as much effort into knowing your team as you do into knowing your project is like absolutely worth it, because if you're a good team, you can figure out the project. Even if it isn't like a field you love, like you'll do it for a year, it'll be great. But like if you can't work with your team, you're not, even if you love the field, you're not going to get anything done. Yeah, the people, it's so important you have like a good solid team.
One more thing I would add is to constantly be questioning what you're doing and why. And I don't mean that in like a, like, why am I here kind of way, as in like, what's the purpose of this? And is the effort I'm putting into it worth what I'm going to get out of it? We kind of touched on this earlier, but like early on in the project, we felt like there was a lot of mixed opinions on what our final deliverable and our timeline was going to look like and things like that. So as a team, we took it upon ourselves to figure out what we thought was going to be the best course of action. And then we sent it to everyone and made sure everyone was on board with it. And we were constantly revisiting that throughout the entire time. And especially when we had to move on to campus. And I don't think other teams were really aware that that was an option, that they could stand their ground on what they felt was realistic or not. And I remember on multiple occasions, we recommended this specific process to other teams who were having issues and like sent them our examples and like how we wrote out what we wanted to do. And I think that's a really valuable skill to know. And also as part of the ethics of it, you can't just follow whatever your supervisor tells you to do and do it blindly and just give them deliverable and then disconnect yourself from it. Like it's your baby at the end of the day. Like you have to take responsibility over it. And I think that process was really helpful to us. And I'm sure it'll be helpful to anyone else that tries to follow through with that.
I would definitely recommend for people to learn or figure out relatively early on how to best pitch their project once they have an understanding of how to talk about their project, because you're going to be going to SWE, you're going to be going to grad school interviews, people are going to be asking you about your project. And it's one thing to say, I'm designing a plane. And then there's another thing to say, this is this amazing thing that I'm working on. And all of my words show that I have a demonstrable understanding of what I'm doing. It'll help you set up for whatever you do next.
I'm curious, is there anything else that you wanted to share? Any other closing thoughts, things that you haven't been able to mention, things that you that we think we should capture as part of the Design Clinic 20th anniversary that's coming up. Yeah, Annie?
Using the office space, even just having an office space, that is also something that's very unique. And I think that like it makes everybody, like at least for us, I think it like helped us work because we all had like a place to convene. And also—
And a place to clean.
Yeah, a place to clean, a place to get a snack, a place to take a nap. And like just like having a space that like you could really devote to like this project made it sort of feel like, okay, when I'm going into the Design Clinic Club, I'm doing my Design Clinic work. And then I'll spend 3 hours and I'll get something done and then I'll go home and I'll do my homework. So it was nice to like really be able to like partition that out and be like, this is Design Clinic time. I'm doing Design Clinic and I'm going to hang out with my Design Clinic friends. And I'm going to eat my Design Clinic snacks. But it's all sort of like, you like immerse yourself in this little world. And I think having that, again, like it really strengthened our relationship, it strengthened our understanding of our project. And it just was like, it's so nice. It's just a pleasant experience. And it's a really nice office too. Like, I think that's also like, as a grad student in a terrible, ugly, disgusting, bug infested office, I like think longingly about the Design Clinic office and how nice it was. And like, wow, having windows, I miss having windows so much. So like, it's just like really enjoy it, you know, like use the office.
Yeah, Ilana.
I don't know if this happens every year in Design Clinic, but we had like every time our project manager would switch over, we would do like a little like handover kind of. And every team had their little thing that they would like transfer to the next project manager and add something special. And Annie was our first project manager. And she started a tradition where we got a Barbie dream copter and modified it.
That was still there.
I love to hear that. I distinctly remember stressing for weeks over what I was going to add to mine. And then in the end, I put little engines on it that matched what our design was going to be. And I loved the idea of doing something like that.
How did it work? Was there a little ceremony and you would all have any at the same time, all the different teams?
It kind of started with Dr. Conley introduced the idea of passing the flag like they do at like military bases when there's a new commander. I don't know what the right word is. And so the first time I think he played like a little song for it. And then he would like call like team by team. The person would get up, introduce whatever item they were passing over, whatever modification they made to it. And then they would like hand it over to the next person and we'd move on to the next team. But it was a really cute thing to add in.
That sounds great. I said something I'm definitely gonna have to work in because I was not aware of that.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you
so much. This has been so much fun.
It was really great. And congrats to all of you for doing so well. And I look forward to keeping in touch with you in the years to come.